Psalms 19, the 19th Psalm tonight. The Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. He goeth forth as from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." All right. I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will bear help, and try not to be too long or long-winded. Amen. But I want to preach on this thought, where to get the answer. Amen. Have you ever had any questions? I'm sure we all have. We all got questions, amen? But what I want to show you now, I want to preach now just a minute, for a few minutes on where to get the answer. I know a lot of times I've had questions in my life and and they wasn't nobody to ask, and you didn't, or you maybe you're just a little ashamed to ask, amen, because you thought people would think you're stupid. But let me just say, the only stupid question is one that you don't ask, amen. If you don't know, you don't know. I'd just be honest, I'd rather have somebody that's straight up with me and just say, you know what, I don't know, than to have somebody be shooting me a big old yarn and try to make it up like they know what they're talking about when they don't have no more of a clue than you do. Amen? But I'm glad that we can go to the Word of God, and God Almighty will speak to our hearts, and He'll begin to show us, praise God, to give us the desire of our hearts, show us where He'd have us to be. Amen? When we get to looking. I want to ask a question. Now, have you ever seen God? Hello? Think about it. Have you ever seen God? Amen. Praise God. If you've ever been saved, praise God, I believe you've seen God. In the volume of the book, He said, it's written to me. And if you've seen His book, if you've seen His word, you've seen God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Jesus said, he told him, He said, if you've seen me, He said, you've seen the Father. Amen. So I believe it. We've seen God. We see the Word of God. Amen. We see Him in His magnificence. We see Him in His compassion. We see God as He begins to reveal Himself. And I thought about this as I was looking at this. And the psalmist said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. So I believe we see God at every essence of it. Now, I'm not going to say like some of these Gnostics that says, you know, God's in this and God's in this, God's in this bowl, and you know, you can worship wherever you want to because that's where God is. That's a bunch of phony baloney. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that created everything that we see and everything that we have, praise God. It was amen. And He created it for His glory. Amen. So we see God in creation. Amen. We see Him in creation. We see Him in the heavens when God began to move. We see Him in the stars and the celestial. We see Him in all the nature that we see and all we have before us, because it's just a representation of God and His God's almighty hand. Amen. I love it when we come to church in the fall after those first couple of frosts, and we start coming to church and we come up 151, we look at Mount Pisgah, and it's like God's coloring book. Brother Junior, He's just painting it all kinds of different colors. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing more beautiful than that. Amen. And in the springtime, all the trees and the limbs just sticking out with no beauty, nothing to be desired. But praise God, all of a sudden, when the warm weather comes and the spring starts, they start sprouting out. And the next thing you know, they start turning green and lush and beautiful. Praise God. And it's an almighty God at work again. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying God of creation, praise God, is always working. Amen. He's always doing something. He's not just some senile old man looking for sitting up in heaven waiting to beat on you, beat you in the head whenever you mess up. He's up there doing business all the time. Amen. God's business. Amen. So He's the God of creation. The Bible tells us that over in Romans chapter number 1. Amen. When we get to rejecting creation, we get to rejecting God. Amen. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 18 said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." That literally means that God, that they hold the truth in unrighteousness, that they know the truth, but yet they refuse to do it. We reject the truth. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. One day, praise God, people use... I preached a message one time on this, on what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? About people say, well, preacher, you can't hold those people in the jungles of Africa, different places like that, can't hold them accountable because they don't know about God. Nobody's been there. Nobody's preached her. I beg to differ. Somebody just about everywhere's preached somewhere now. But praise God, if that jungle man had never heard the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, never heard of gospel, God, he praised God through creation, through where God put him, through what God does for him, praise God, he has a mind and a consciousness, amen, to know who God is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They have opportunity. Praise the Lord. So we see God, He's revealed Himself in creation. Not only has He revealed Himself in creation, He's revealed Himself in the Scriptures. Amen. God begins to bring it down here in His Word, and He begins to tell us who He is and begins to manifest Himself to us so that we can, through the volume of the book, we can see Him as He is. He said, "Preacher, I just don't really know God that well." Amen. Well, you don't know the book too good. Amen. Hey, you want to get to know God, praise God, get to know the book. Amen. Hey, if you get into the book, you get deep enough in the book, praise God, you'll get to recognizing the author. Amen. A lot of people say, "Well, preacher, I don't understand the Bible, praise God, because we don't understand the author." When we start to understand the author, He'll begin to make clear to us, praise God, what His book says. Amen. He'll begin to reveal His Word. So we see God in creation. We see God in the Scriptures. What God's able to do, what God's able to tell us, what God's able to reveal of Himself to you and I. I like it when He does that, don't you? When He begins to show me His magnificence, He begins to show me His goodness. Amen. Praise God. And it's in the hearts it's in and through our hearts that we begin to worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. We begin to worship Him, praise God, and praise Him as He tells us over here in verses 12 and 13, praise God, and 14, how we begin to magnify God. We begin to lift Him up and realize, praise God, that we can't make it without Him. It bothers me. You have so-called church people that say, "Well, I don't need God, don't need a church." Amen. That hurts my heart because I fear for them. Amen. Hey, listen, I need God every day. And I need the church, praise God, a whole lot. Amen. I need the encouragement. Hey, I need to see your smiling faces. I mean, I need to know you're here to support the church. I need to know you're here to support me. I mean, but most of all, I need you here, praise God, to know that you love the Lord and you're here to worship in spirit and truth, to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, you come in here and get so full, praise the Lord, you'll have to go somewhere and tell it. Amen. Understand, amen. Where do we get our answer? We get our answers from the Lord. So we know creation, we know Scripture, praise God. God showed us in the volume of the book, and we know our heart, praise God. It begins to show us and point us toward God. He begins to take us in the direction He'd have us to go. Amen. I remember a day and a time I didn't have no desire for the things of God. I didn't have no desire. Well, I'll just be honest. Can I just take a minute and be honest tonight? When I was a little fella, I didn't read well. I struggle. I still struggle with it because the little words I don't see. I looked over them. I used to have problems with at and but and or and can, things like I'd leave them out. You start leaving those words out, your sentences start changing around. Amen? So I have to be real careful. Sometimes I will make sure. I have to start at the end of the sentence and back up to make sure I'm reading it right. So I don't leave out any words. They taught me to do that when I was in the first, second, third grade. Amen? Had to go to those reading trailers. You ever got to go to one of those? Amen. Listen, some of the other kids used to make fun of them, said, that's the dummy trailers. Said, I never had to ride the short bus. I had to go to them dummy trailers so I could learn to read more perfectly. But praise God, I'm glad I did, because now I can read the Word of God and it can speak to my heart. Amen. And I don't leave no words out. Let me just say this. When you read the Word of God, amen, I know like in the Old Testament and some of these begots and all that stuff, amen, when they go through all these genealogies and stuff, it's tempting just to skip three or four chapters of those and go to something else. But you'll be surprised when you get to reading those, how God will begin to open up your understanding. You'll begin to see how these nations and generations begin to fall in place, praise God, for the glory of God. How God begins to use individuals. That's what God's trying to tell us. Amen. How God uses individual in the line and the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ to be those that need to be used for God. So we begin to see this, the creation of Scriptures, the Word of God, and the worship in our hearts. Amen. Now a heart is a human thing. Amen. God touches the heart. The very inner fiber and the being in the spirit of man, God begins to massage our hearts. That's why sometimes, praise God, you get to think about the Lord and the Holy Ghost of God moves upon you and you get them big old goosebumps and the hair stands up on the back of your neck. And it ain't because you're afraid, praise God, but that's because there's something, glory, somebody just jump up and shout, because there's something down inside you, praise God, that's done stirring up. And when it gets to stirring up, it stirs you up. And you say, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, one more time. Now, I know it ain't always like that. Sometimes we go through times that there's cold spells and there's lulls, and that's all right, praise God. That's just places where we can grow, but I'm glad, praise God, there's places where you come out and shout and praise God, and if you're waiting on somebody else to do it, you're backing up. Amen. Amen. We'll get cold and indifferent. We'll blame it on the preacher. Amen. We'll get cold and indifferent. We'll blame it on her husband and her wife. Amen. Praise God. Ain't nobody's fault but y'all. Amen. It's your God you serve. It's your God that's helping you. It's your God that'll draw you up, praise God. It's your God that'll stir you up if you'll let Him, if you'll come to a place, amen, where you need stirring. Amen. You know where I found something needs to be stirred or stirred? When it's about to burn up. Amen. When something's cooking, when it's about to burn up, praise God, it needs a stirring. Amen. I'm that God, praise God, when you get the Holy Ghost of God all over you, amen, God comes down, He just stirs the pot, amen, He spreads it around, praise God, till it gets all over you. Amen. Sometimes you get that spot down in your soul, and you just realize that, amen, from His Word, His truth, and He is the Creator, the God of heaven, and the Word of God is speaking to you, praise God. This is your time for God to speak to you. And He is, glory to God. And all of a sudden something begins to get down inside your heart. And God begins to unction you. And He begins to love you. And maybe convict you. And begins to show you, praise God. And before long, before you know it, you come out there shouting and praising. You come out there praying, asking God to forgive you. Amen. So you can be stirred by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I thank God for His stirring, don't you? Thank God for what He does down in their hearts. But if we look at this and we see what God can do for us, how He is the Creator, and how He is He does give us the Word and the truth, and He does stir us into a worship in spirit. We can begin to think on this. Now, if we had three books that we could go by that would suit us for the glory of God, it'd probably be a book of nature. Amen? It would tell us and help us realize the greatness of God. We could look around us and realize. I've got some of them books, Brother Junior, at the house that tells you all about plants and vegetation and what they are and what they're called and what they can be used for. You realize there's a whole lot of these plants in this world that we could actually eat if we wanted to. Now, some of them might not taste good, and we wouldn't be used to eating them, but they're there for us if we needed them. Amen? Praise God. But if we had a book of nature, praise God, it would tell us, it would show us, it'd point us to God by how great He is. Amen? If we had a book of God, amen, it would be a book of humanity. Amen? A book of humanity, a book of the human race. That would tell us, praise God, we'd realize the goodness of God. That we have a great God. And we have a good God. A great God that created the heavens and the earth. And a good God, praise God, that puts me and you here and takes care of us and loves humanity. Amen. He loves me and you. Amen. He loves us more than He loves any other creation. Amen. And God, I believe God loves everything He made. Praise the Lord. So not only would we have a book of nature and a book of humanity, but we'd have a book called the Bible. Amen? And it helps us to realize the graciousness of God. How gracious He is to put us here and allow me and you to be a part of His great creation. To be a part of humanity, praise God. To be a part of those that receive the marvelous grace of God. Amen? Praise God. What a Savior. What a Lord. I know what the psalmist was talking about, praise the Lord, when he said, declare the glory of God. The heavens and the firmament, everything out there, praise God, just proclaim the glory of God. We're to be proclaiming the glory of God every day of our lives, praise God. And now we see this book of nature, praise God, and we see the scientists as they study this book of nature, amen, to figure out what makes nature make nature click. I'll tell you what makes nature click. Praise God, God of heaven. Amen. And we see the psychologists, they have a book of humanity or book of human nature, and they're trying to figure us out and cipher us out and realize where we're coming from and what we do and why we do it. Amen. But if you have the scientists and you have the psychologists and they ignore the book, the good book, the Lord's book, the Word of God, amen, praise God, everything that they're doing, if they ignore God's Word, then the conclusion, the scientist's conclusion, praise God, will be off. Their conclusion won't be right. They'll come to the wrong conclusion. Amen. If the psychologists study it and praise God and they try to figure out what makes us tick and what balances us out, their balances will be off without the Word of God. Amen. You have a book for nature and a book for humanity without the Word of God, the Word, God's book, praise God, everything will be off. Now let me ask you a question. I'm talking about where to get an answer. What kind of answer does the world need tonight when we're living in the day and the hour we are and the turmoil is everywhere and everybody's trying to find create a plan, everybody's trying to find an answer? I want to say, listen, the only way to find it is get back to the Word of God and the things of God and the God of the Word and ask Him for some help. Amen. This thing started out when they took prayer out of school. Amen. Oh me, we remember that. Amen. We remember that when they took it. Look at just a short time since they took prayer out of school, praise God. Now the children can't even go to school. Amen. Might be shot down on the streets on their approach before they get there. Praise God. Amen. But all truth, the reason the world is so confused because all truth, all absolute truth, all truth, all knowledge, all wisdom belongs to God. Amen. We got a whole lot of folks running around here in this world trying to be smart and act smart. Amen. And do smart. But praise God, you can't without God. Because all truth, all wisdom belongs to God. Amen. Absolutely. Every bit of it belongs to God. And without God, we don't stand a chance. Amen. We don't. It brings us back down to from being humanity, praise God, to being some kind of subspecies. Hello? What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about up here in these cities and places, living and acting and doing like a bunch of animals. Amen. Because we don't have the right answers, because we're not getting the questions, praise God, to God Almighty through the throne of grace and having Him answer them. Amen. For His glory. God wants to answer the questions tonight. We just have to bring Him, answer our question, praise God, but we just have to bring questions to Him. Amen. Praise God. So when we look at the Word of God, the goal of our studies, amen, the goal of our studies is to have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we study the Word of God. That's why we look at the Word of God, because the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God is there for us. Amen. So we need to study the Word of God so that we'll have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, now wait a minute. Why do I need the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why do you, let me just pray for your head. Why do you need the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll tell you why. So that you can have the knowledge of yourself. Hello? Now think about that a minute. We need the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God so that we'll have the knowledge of ourselves, so that we'll know where we're at, so that we'll know where we stand, so that we'll know why we act the way we act and we do the way we do. Amen. God's Word will reveal it to us, praise God, if we're willing to listen. But sometimes we need to be like Elijah. Praise God, we just need to stand still and hear a small, still small voice that's speaking to us somewhere in the deep cave of our heart and say, hey, listen, I am God and besides me there's no other. I can help you if you'll let me. Amen. Praise the Lord, that's when you just throw wide your heart and say, Lord God, come on in. Amen. Praise God. Now, hey, don't make no provision. Keep him out, but praise God, make provision for him to come on in. Amen. Praise God, make a way for the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see God Almighty as He begins to speak to us. He begins to instruct us. Now He tells us, He gives us in some instructions here in His Word that we read in your hearing. As we look at the Bible here, He speaks of this thing. He talks about the knowledge that we need. And He shows us the firmament. He shows us the clouds and the stars and everything that God has created and put there. He's cast them off His fingers with a span. He's put everything into existence. He is God Almighty. And besides Him, there's no other. Amen. Glory to His name. I wish I had Brother J.R. Plemons here to shout for me. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He said He puts the sun up there. He said day and night, verse 2, utter speech, and day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. In other words, He said the sun comes out and the sun goes down, and stars come out and the stars go down, but yet nothing falls, nothing's moved out of place. Praise God. God just spins her around where we can see it all. Amen. You think about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said this week, I think it was Monday. I believe it was Sunday or Monday. They said there was an asteroid come by closer to Earth than one has ever passed by. And something, it had something to do with the axis and the turn on the Earth, and it caused like a little kind of shudder or hesitation. Amen. But it didn't stop it from doing what God put it there. Yeah, you know, the earth is kind of like a... Now, you think about this. It's kind of like a top. Remember them old tops we used to have where you pump them up like that, boy, and you let them go, and they'd go and go, go till they run out of steam. And God set the earth up there, praise God. He put it in the span. He spun it around, praise God. And He said, just keep it going. Amen. And it, praise God. And you know what? It just keeps turning. Amen. Day after day, night after night, praise God, the stars don't move, the sun don't move, the moon don't stay. Everything's in position, and we sit there and spin around and around. Just think of something got out of whack. Hey, man, you lose gravitation, flinging people off left and right. I'm glad I ain't in charge. Amen. Praise God. Electrical system. Praise God. It'd be all messed up. And it'd be throwing us off here, there, and yonder. Amen. People be flying left and right. Going out of here before their time. But I'm glad God Almighty. Praise God. Knows exactly where things are. And knows that. Amen. He put it there. And it's going to be there. Praise God. As long as time endures. And he said it'll be there. Winter, summer, spring, and fall. Throughout eternity. Praise God. As God sees fit. Amen. It makes me crazy, these people, these global warming people said, oh, preacher said, you need to be doing something. This place is warming up. Amen. Yeah, we go through spells like that. We get warm and then we cool down. We have a lot of snow and then we don't have no snow. It's been like that. I'm 56, going to 57 years old. It's been like that all my life. Amen. Yeah, well, preacher, you just don't understand. I understand exactly. God's in control. The sun's still up there. Amen. The sun still comes around every morning, praise God. And he speaks of it here. He said, hey, listen, it's like the sun comes out to greet the Creator and say, praise God, I'm still here. Amen. I told you before, it amazes me, the sun's a burning, I forget how many thousands, millions of BTUs of heat and energy is being burned off of that. And it's been doing it for a thousand years, Brother Lynn, and it never runs out of fuel. They've never had to pull up beside it with a big old airliner, praise God, and pump fuel in it. Amen, praise God, it just keeps kind of like that burning bush. Amen, praise God, it was a burning. Moses went up there to check it out, and it was burning, praise God. There wasn't no kindling in it, there wasn't nothing there, but the bush was a burning, praise God. I won't say they still a bush of burning, a bush of the Holy Ghost of God, a fire of heaven, praise God. And if we get to recognizing the power of God, we'll see the fire again. Amen. You pray, say, preacher, well, we're living in the Laodicean age. Why are you stinking hypocrite? We're not in Laodicea. We're not Laodicea. Hey, we may be, but we're the church of Philadelphia, praise God. We're the church supposed to be shouting and praising God. Amen. Church of brotherly love. Bless his holy name. Amen. But God begins to give us here. Let me just give you these right quick. I'm getting beside myself. I ain't even, praise God. I'm just trying to give you what God's given me. He said, as we see this, praise God, we begin to realize, God begins to lay it out here and he begins to instruct us. He said, you know, anybody likes wisdom, just ask God. So we see the Bible tells us here that the law of the Lord is perfect, verse 7. Converting the soul, and testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, a rejoicing heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And the fear of God is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You say, well, preacher, what's so significant about that? Bible said the Bible is trying to show us here. And he's speaking to us right out of the Torah or the Old Testament. Amen. The Hebrew Old Testament is speaking to us and he's talking about what God has given us. He gives us six words here that he gives as instruction. He gives the word law. And he gives the word testimony. And he gives the word statutes and commandment. And fear and judgment. He said, that's instruction from God. He said, that's what we need, praise God, to press on that we might listen to him and know that there's a God and that he said he's in power and he's in control. Amen. So we have instruction from God. And then we have some words of evaluation. Amen. You ever have an evaluation? About anywhere you go to work, and after about 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, they have what they used to have what they call an evaluation. That's where they bring you in and they either commend you on the job that you're doing or they tell you that you need to do better. Right? Anybody ever had an evaluation? Amen. Praise God. Get one of these days to have an evaluation in front of the Lord. But he said they some laws, they some instructions, but see, there are also some words of evaluation. He said that he gives us words like perfect and sure and right and pure and clean and true. Amen. Can you put them in your place? Can you make them into your life? Is that a part of who we are? Amen. We've done had the words of the law. We done had the words of what we, the instruction, what we need to do. Amen. In the law and the testimony, the statutes and the fear and the judgments. But he said, do we have a life that's perfect, a life that's sure, a life that's right, and a life that's pure, a life that's clean, and a life that's true? Amen. God gives us a little evaluation here. And the reason he does is because Psalmist says, you know what? You've done realized, I've done showed you that God Almighty, praise God, is the Creator God. God, through His Scripture, is preaching, is teaching us, instructing us, and He's shooting at you, and He's aiming at your heart. Amen. A lot of times people say, well, that preacher stepped on my toes. Amen. Boy, if he did, he missed by a mile. He's aiming at your heart. Amen. We're aiming at the heart, praise God. To help our hearts to draw closer to the Lord. So we see the words of instruction, we see the words of evaluation, and then we see the phrases that bring results, that shows the results. We see the converting of the soul, verse 7. Making wise the simple, verse 7. Rejoicing the heart, verse 8. Enlightening the eyes, verse 8. Amen. Enduring forever, verse 9. And righteous altogether, praise God. Amen. So God just puts it together here in the psalm. He says, hey, listen, if you've got any questions, praise God, here's your answers. Right from the throne of grace, praise God, to you, Word. We can try to, you can have them, you can write them down, praise God, you can underline them, you can see them. But through the marvelous grace of God, He manifests them to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's showing us what the Bible can do for you when we read it and meditate upon it and obey the Word of God. Amen. We can read it and we might meditate on it, but if we don't obey it, it's for naught. Amen. We got to start living it, praise God, for His glory. Enter in each day before the Lord. Behold in God's glory. Where's the glory at? Does anybody know where God's glory is? God's glory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where God's glory... Yeah, we see God's glory all around us. But God's glory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that finished work. He's that perfect finished work of God. So we see that glory. He said, the heaven, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Amen. The handiwork of God is the Lord Jesus. We see the light and the line and the sun, praise God. And how it spins, it does righteously before God. Bless His holy name. It's as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber in verse 5. Amen. Not only a bridegroom coming out of the chamber, but it's as a strong athlete. Amen. Not only a devotion of a bridegroom, but the determination of an athlete. Praise God, that's in it to win. Now I know most of you aren't as competitive as I am, but I've got a competitive spirit about me. Amen. Praise God. I don't like to lose. And I'm not one to give up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I've got a determination. Praise God. I've got a devotion to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A desire. Where to get the answer? The answer we get today, we get our answer from God. So that we can come out and give Him praise. Praise God. Each and every day. Beholding the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Devotion to the bride. With a devotion to the bridegroom. With a determination of an athlete, praise God, and with a desire. Now listen, I'm done. With a desire to please God. Amen. With a desire, an end result and a desire to be found pleasing to God. The psalmist says in verse 14, he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Now what he's saying here is let what I speak and what I meditate on, what I ponder in my heart. He said, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. What did he say? He said, I come looking for some answers, and I got my answers from God. Amen. Now He's the one that's making the difference. Bless His holy name. Amen.